完全不一样。这一次我们不仅要读，而且我们要经历它。
But not only do we want to read it, we want to experience
it.
How does it look like?
比方第四座原子,
for example, the fourth garden.
你看你那里有田间,
有field，也有这个村庄。 And then you also see the village.
那这个大概在什么地方呢?
But where is that place?
你看你在这个上下文，它给你一些暗示。
In the context, you will see some hints.
所以下一堂，等到我们再下一堂，我们在解释的时候， 我们会告诉弟兄姊妹大概在什么地方。
So when we explain this in the further messages, we'll kind of give you an idea of where it is.
最简单的来说，
So simply speak.
住在基督里，
To abide in Christ.
就是住在迦南地。
Is to abide in the land of
Christ. 但是迦南地如果要让我们 要经历的很实实在在的话，But
if we want to practically experience that,
你看见原来主是让我们住在他的园里。The
Lord wants us to dwell in His garden.
从一座园子到另外一座园子。From
one garden into another.
这样我们就能看见我们生命成长的过程。And
then we will see the maturity of our life.
所以雅歌是非常丰富的卷首。
Song of Songs is very rich.
很可惜有的人呢，把它怎么解释它呢？
Sadly, some people explain it.
他们觉得雅歌就好像埃及的情歌一样.
As like a love song of Egypt.
所以他们觉得雅歌是 a collection, 就是把所有的情歌把它放在一起.
And it's maybe possibly a collection of love poems.
那怎么可能放在神的话里面?
How can you put that in God's word?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, the difficulty is here. If you go on to the internet, many explanations.
你知道哪一个解释是对的?
What explanation is the right one?
是不是我们怎么解释都可以?
Can we explain it any way, shape, or form?
有的人说你一定这样解，我们也可以这样解，或者另外一个解法。
Maybe somebody says, Brother Nee says it this way, we say it this way.
不是的。
No.
当主把雅歌给我们的时候，
When the Lord gave us the song of songs,
他要我们明白这本书。
He wants us to understand the
song. 但是不要忘记，
But don't forget.
他给我们很多的保护。
He gave us a lot of protection.
叫我们不能乱跑的。
So that we won't
你的思想不能乱跑。
Your thoughts can't go astray.
你看见吗？ 有的人读雅歌，
Some people who read Psalm of Songs,
是基督徒,
a Christian,
而且所谓 evangelical Christian,
they are evangelical Christians.
他们怎么读雅歌呢?
How do they read Psalm of Songs?
他们把雅歌当作婚姻的指南，他们觉得婚姻生活的指南就是雅歌告诉我们的。
So they say that Psalm of Songs tells us what the guide is to marriage life.
你问作者像不像主耶稣神的儿子?
If you read the author, isn't he like the Son of God?
你相信圣经是神的话？
Do you believe that it is the word of God?
你觉得雅歌就这么样的一本书吗？
Do you think that the Song of Songs is but such a book?
弟兄姊妹，如果这样，为什么来个四座花园做什么？
So why would he have four gardens?
为什么一个花园到另外花园有一种成长的情形？
Why do you see a growth pattern from garden to garden?
那么你知道人间的爱是很简单的爱。
You see that there is a very simple love.
你不管怎么样形容，没有这么没有不可能找出这些东西出来。
You might not find all these things in this.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见这个背后有一些属灵的丰富。
But there is some spiritual richness behind.
而这些丰富是借着圣灵把一些重要的背景给我们。
And this richness is according to the background the Spirit gives us.
叫你没有自由。
So that you don't have freedom.
不错，你如果光读一些零零星星的东西，你可以怎么想怎么解释都可以。
Yes, maybe you read certain things and then you have a certain way to explain others.
而且很有道理的。
And they might make sense.
所以如果你上网呢，你常常走错路的。
And if you go onto the internet, many times it'll lead you astray.
因为网上很多的知识都不是真的知识。
Because the knowledge on the internet many times is not knowledge.
最大的试验就是雅歌。
The biggest test is the Song of Songs.
所以你怎么明白雅歌?
How do you understand the Song of Songs?
弟兄姊妹, 所以这是一个非常严肃的事。
It's a very serious matter.
圣灵知道这卷书会产生许多的误会。
The Holy Spirit knew that this book would bring a much misunderstanding.
你一定讲过一句话很好。
Brother Nee said one thing very
good. 一个什么样的人就读什么样的圣经。
What type of person will result in how you read the Bible?
你只要让他读一段圣经，你知道他是什么样的人。
If you have that person read a portion of scripture, they don't know what type of person that is. Somebody who's
dirt,
filthy mind.
那你看见他读圣经的时候
，when he reads the Bible，
他碰到的都是负面的 negative。
When he will always read in the Bible are all the negative things。
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的事。
That's very important。
你看见当我们读雅歌的时候
，when we read the Song of Songs，
我们要记得我们来到至圣所。
We do come to the Holy of Holies。
每个人都应该脱下鞋来。
We need to take off our sandals。
因为为什么神把这卷书放在圣经
？Why did God put this book in the Bible？
所以等一等你就知道。
You will then understand。
这许多的背景
，the background，
给我们看见。
Will show us。
当我们解释歌咒之歌的时候
，when we explain the song，
它背后有一条线。
There's a line, a background。
然后你慢慢的，你跟着那条线
，and if you follow that line，
你就能明白圣经当初是怎么起，神怎么把这些话给我们。
You will understand how God gave us these words。
所以这一次我们的目的
，our purpose is，
是假定弟兄姊妹对歌咒之歌都很熟了。
Is that you know Song of Songs very well？
但你要怎么明白它
？But how do you understand？
你不小心你就走错路。
If you're not very careful,
你不要说我会找参考书，我一定对的。
You don't say that I read a commentary, then I'm sure.
人家有一个解经家叫 Godet.
You know there is a commentator named Godet.
你看他约翰福音一点问题都没有。
He had no problems with the gospel.
你看他讲别的一点问题，保罗书一点问题都没有。
When he writes about the epistles, there's nothing wrong.
你就是不能跟他，就在雅各你就不能跟他。
But when he talks about the Song of Songs, you need to be careful.
所以我们要知道，所以这就所以要记得一件事，就是圣灵已经把那个解释圣经的路摆在自己的话语里面。
So the Bible has already given us the way to explain the Bible.
所以你这住在园中，那个园是多数的。
You who dwell in the garden is plural.
所以回过头去看，你看见四座的花园。
So when you look back.Four gardens.
那么这些花园中间一定有连结的。
These four gardens are connected.
一定有一种进步的情绪。
There has to be a way of improvement.
所以当你读的时候，你很自然的就会读到那个亮光。
So when you read it naturally, you'll see the light.
然后你自然的就会有那个经历。
And naturally, you'll have that experience.
所以我觉得这一点是非常非常重要。
So I think that's very important.
好，那么讲到迦南地。
So when we speak of the land of Canaan.
那么很有意思。
It's very interesting.
当你读雅歌的时候
，When you read the song，
你看见它有三个重要的背景。
There are three very important settings.
第一个背景
，The first setting
是历史背景
，It's historical.
第二个背景
，Second setting
是地理背景
，Geographical.
第三个是预言的背景
，Third setting is prophetical.
所以你看，你必须在这三个的背景底下，你才能够明白雅歌。
And you can understand the Song of Songs under these three settings.
如果在这三个背景底下，你没有自由了。
If you are under these three settings, you lose your freedom.
你的思想不可能跑到别的地方。
Your thoughts are not will not be led astray.
所以这个对于读雅歌人是一个很重要的保护。
So this is a very important protection for
the. 那因为我们先在这个地方。
Because we are here first.
所以我们先说到他地理的背景。
So we want to talk a little first geographically.
那么当你读歌中之歌的时候
，When you read the Song of Songs，
你稀奇起来
，You'll be amazed.
你会发现的歌中之歌里面所记载的地方
，The places depicted in the song reported in the Song of Songs，
大概就是主耶稣在地上他所走过的那一带。
It is roughly where Jesus actually stepped his foot on.
主耶稣到过埃及。
The Lord went to Egypt.
那是因为他逃到埃及，跟着父母逃到埃及。
Because he fled there with his parents.
所以点一下就是了。
And it's just mentioned.
所以雅各也这样。
And Song of Songs.
雅各也提到埃及。
It also mentions Egypt.
但埃及这个字都没有的。
But you don't find the word Egypt.
因为你记得吗？那个所罗门把苏拉尼米比作我的佳偶，我将你比法老车上套的骏马。
And so if you remember, the description that he had of the Shulamite woman.In chapter 1, verse 9, and it says, I have compared you, my love, to my filly among Pharaoh's chariots.
所以这里是间接地提到埃及。
Here, you see, it mentions Egypt.
所以我们知道讲到迦南，讲到迦南从埃及小河一直到幼发拉底河。
So when we talk about Canaan, it's the small river of Egypt all the way to the Euphrates.
当然我们的主没有去过，没有去过幼发拉底河。
Lord never went to the Euphrates.
但是我们的主可能经过大马士。
But it is possible that our Lord walked through Damascus.
所以你讲了大马色就讲了叙利亚。
When you talk about Damascus, you talk about Syria.
那么我们讲讲的叙利亚，当然就包括幼发拉底河。
And when you talk about Syria, it encompasses the Euphrates.
所以你看见吗？从埃及到幼发拉底河，
right.
整个是指着这个迦南美地说的。
From Egypt all the way to the Euphrates, it speaks of the land of Canaan.
所以如果你仔细读雅各的话，
so if you carefully read the Psalms,
实在说来和四福音一起来对比的话，
and you compare it to the four Gospels.
雅各的地理几乎就是四福音的地理。
The geography of the Song of Songs is the geography of the four Gospels.
有一件事我们要记得。
There's one thing we need to remember.
当然，我们普通解释歌中之歌的时候。
Of course, when we explain the Song of Songs.
你认为也好，宾路易士也好，这些许多读歌中之歌的人。
Whether it be Hudson Taylor, Ken Lewis, etc.
他们没有经过，他们没有讲这些背景，没有。
They didn't talk about these settings.
他们直接的就告诉我们说。所罗门代表我们的主，然后苏拉密代表我们。
They directly said the Solomon represents our Lord, and the Shulamite represents.
然后我们中间就有些对话。
And then there is a discourse between.
尼弟兄也好，或者是还戴德森，或者宾路士。
Whether Brother Ni or Hudson Taylor, or just Ken Lewis.
他们明白解经的定律。
Their understanding of
interpretation.那么因为这个缘故你看见他们把整个把这个整个的车子这个舵整个的车子方向盘抓得很清楚。
And they they grab hold of the steering wheel very carefully, tightly.
但是我们知道这样直接的就讲这样的讲法。
If they explain it this way,
那就是灵意解释圣经不是按照字面的是按照属灵的意思。
It is spiritually interpreting it.
所以我们所讲的是它属灵的意思。
So we are giving the explanation spiritually.
讲到所罗门就讲的基督。
When we talk about Solomon, we talk about Christ.
苏拉密就讲的我们。
Shulamite, we talk about us.
讲的莫药就讲的死。
When we talk about myrrh, we talk about death.
乳香讲的复活。
Frankincense, resurrection.
所以明白吗？这一种的解释是灵意解经。
So this interpretation is a spiritual interpretation.
灵异解经最早是从一个地区叫 Oregon 那个地方来，有一个叫 Oregon 地区 ，Oregon 地区。
And this principle began with a brother named Oregon.
那么最早他就把雅各就是为我们这样解开。
And that is the very early days he explained how he interpreted Song of Songs.
但是如果你读他的东西的话
，Well, if you read his stuff,
很能帮助你
，It helps you a lot.
但你没有太多的安全感。
But you don't feel very comfortable.
因为什么？你怎么知道这一节要这样解释，要那样解释
？How do you know that that verse is interpreted that way and that way?
那后来读圣经的就不一样了。
And then afterwards, those who study the Bible.
对方的尼利欧他这样解释。
When Brother Ni explained it,
他讲的拿大香膏的时候。
When he speaks of the spikenard,
他自然的就很自然的就引到了那个玛利亚怎样把香膏献。特别值得我们的奉献来说。
Very naturally, he goes back to Mary and he talks about our consecration.
宾路士牧师如此。
Same thing with Jessica.
戴德森他们也是如此。
Hudson Taylor the same.
所以他们不再是像当初最早的那种的解释。
They didn't interpret it the same way that in the early days.
最早的解释叫做 allegorical approach, 就是完全像解释预言一样的解释。
So the early days, they used an allegorical approach.
那预言我不指的预言不是预告的预是那个伊索预言的预预就是公寓的预
allegory not prophecy
那么你知道 allegory 是这个就是如果现在什么叫做预言呢
what is an allegory
就像你读这个什么就像你读这个天路历程一样
just like when you read
Pilgrim's
Progress
yeah那比方说那里讲到什么人什么人其实那个人不一定存在
And because when they mention the different characters, it might not be that that person.
所以普通讲到 allegory, 讲到那些讲到这个预言的时候
，So when you speak of an allegory,
它目的是要把意思讲出来。
The purpose is to give the explanation or
人不一定在
the meaning,
地方也不一定
might not be existent.
我举个简单例子
，Give an example.
你知道有一本书啊，是根据雅各写的。
You know that there's a book that is written according to the Song of Songs.
雅各第四章里面第二座花园。
In the second garden in chapter 4,
有一个姊妹到了这里。
There's one sister who came here.
那么这个姊妹呢，她忽然，因为她到了以色列，她就在读这段圣经。
After she came to Israel and she read the scripture,
她发现那里的香料一共有九种。
noticed that there were 9 different spices.
那么他记得圣经里面呢，这个圣灵所结的果子也是9个。
And she thought, well, the fruits of the Spirit in the Bible also are 9.
所以呢，他觉得他要写一本书。
So she felt she needed to write a book.